Do you know that there is only one God in three eternal persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Do you know that Jesus said He is the only way to heaven, and His death and resurrection bring forgiveness of sins to all who believe? Welcome to the Pastor Study, a ministry of pastorstudy.org. Join us now as we study God's Word, the Bible, together.
Welcome to the Pastor Study. Last week I told you that I'm going to fly out to North Dakota because some Lutherans there want me to come and preach on false teaching in today's church. And if you saw the program last week, I talked about the attack on the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that's coming not from non-Christian religions or cults, it's coming from within the church. Well, today I'm going to do part two. And we're going to do what's called a heresy update. This is the most recent false teachings that have occurred in the last few months or so. And again, these are being done by Christian pastors, bishops, and seminary professors. And these denominations used to be good. And it's going to get so strange, you're going to think I'm making this stuff up. Go to my Facebook page, pastorstudy.org, hit the F for Facebook button, and all the documentation is there. But today, I want us to talk about the Presbyterian Church USA, the United Methodist Church, and the church I was part of for many years, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. This is going to get strange. Let's pray first. Father, we pray for these denominations that have gone astray, that somehow you will bring them back to Christ. But Lord, if they're going to keep being hard-hearted toward you and they're going to keep leading people astray, then we pray that they would shrink and die and the people in them would be moved into good Christian churches that follow the Bible. God, speak to us now. In Jesus' name, please. Amen. Well, again, I could talk about the United Church of Christ, I could talk about the Episcopal Church, the Reformed Church in America, the Disciples of Christ, but today let's just pick the Presbyterian Church USA, the United Methodists, and ELCA Lutherans. First, the Presbyterian Church USA. First item, a Presbyterian pastor who has had two abortions herself preaches, quote, "Blessed are those who end pregnancies," and, quote, "Jesus would be an abortion escort." This is one of the most evil sermons I've ever heard. And the PCUSA Presbyterians have been pro-choice on abortion for decades. And this pastor says that she's a volunteer at the abortion clinic. She wears her collar, and she helps escort women into the clinic to terminate their pregnancies. Recently in Ohio, some PCUSA Presbyterian pastors, United Methodist pastors, Episcopal and Lutheran pastors signed a letter, I think, to the editor of the newspaper, and they said that we support the sacred right of choice, that it's a sacred right to be able to destroy your child in the womb. And the PCUSA Presbyterians, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, and the Episcopal Church, these denominations pay for abortions for any reason, with your offering dollars in the church's denominational health care plans. Your offering dollars at work, killing unborn children. Next item from the Presbyterian Church USA. A while ago, they had their big national convention, and this is a prayer that they prayed at that convention. It's not a prayer. It's propaganda. But here's their prayer. As Presbyterians, we believe in a God who takes up the cause of those whom human society has considered the least of these. They talk about unborn children? Oh, no. In this era of escalating anti-trans rhetoric and legislation here in Utah and beyond, our faith calls us to affirm God's movement among and through the trans community in particular. Let us confess together the ways in which we continue to fall short in protecting and celebrating the gender-diverse members of God's human family. When we refuse to recognize the unique ways our transgender siblings participate in co-creation, I think they're talking about artificial insemination. God, forgive us, transform us, Creator God. That's just a snippet. That prayer goes on and on. And it's not a prayer, it's propaganda. All right, let's now turn to the United Methodist Church. A few months ago, the United Methodists had their big national convention, and if you go to the website, you can see them. One by one, people get to the microphone, and they say, I'm Judy, Minneapolis, white, non-binary. I'm Ed, Oklahoma, white, cisgender. I'm Luke, gay, it's just crazy. Well, the convention did something that the Methodist Church has never done before. Now the United Methodists will be ordaining practicing homosexuals and performing gay weddings. And, you know, I watched some of the proceedings, and you can tell the people who are pushing this, they think they're being so nice and so loving. But it reminded me of what an old white-haired Lutheran pastor said to me way back in the 1980s when the ELCA Lutherans started pushing this. He said, we are nicing people right into hell. All right, lastly, let's talk about the church I know the most about because I was in it for decades. It's called the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. I led my church out. You can too. But here are some of the reasons I led my church out. These are the recent examples. Recently, Elizabeth Eaton, the head bishop of the ELCA Lutherans, publicly shared her disdain for tearing a child away from its parents at the U.S. border from illegal aliens. Now, would Bishop Eaton also talk about the horror of tearing a baby apart in its mother's womb? She's never said that. In fact, some years ago when Roe v. Wade was about to be overthrown, she went to the White House to lobby for abortion rights. And I'll say it one more time, the ELCA pays for abortion with offering dollars for any reason. Next item. ELCA Lutheran pastor says, we need to refer to God as mother, a God with a uterus. She writes, this is a Lutheran ELCA pastor, the concept of father in a church formed and influenced by patriarchy, etc. Our familial theology is missing more than a uterus when we refer only to God as father and not as mother. Well, can you find me one place in the Bible where Jesus prays to God the mother? No. He repeatedly calls God father. Next item. Queering the church. A congregation of the ELCA Lutherans now has a female pastor who's in the process of transitioning to male. And she got in front of her, and her goal is to, quote, queer the church, end quote. And she got up in front of her church, or his church, I don't know, and she opened the service this way. In the name of God our mother, Jesus our sister, and the Holy Spirit. Now let's turn to what the ELCA is doing in promoting transgenderism and homosexuality to teenagers. This is really tragic. Item, ELCA Lutherans continue to pay for hormone blockers for 15-year-old boy. Now, if you saw this show some months ago, I shared that the ELCA put an 11-year-old boy who thinks he's a girl on stage, and this 11-year-old boy dressed as a girl promoted transgenderism to 31,000 Lutheran teenagers at their big Lutheran gathering for teenagers. All right, now that child is 15 years old, and the ELCA healthcare plan, again, funded by your offering dollars, continues to pay for hormone blockers, which can permanently damage this child. I mean, the boy's father, I refuse to say girls, the boy's father is an ELCA Lutheran pastor. His mother is a trans gay activist who is working to make sure we have gender affirming care. Awful. They're talking about sex change operations and hormones. And one writer said, these parents are submitting this child to lifelong hormonal medication and permanent infertility. This is child abuse, and it's being done by the ELCA. The activist mother continues to be a featured speaker at ELCA events. Last month, she spoke at United Lutheran Seminary in Pennsylvania, and the president of United ELCA Lutheran Seminary is a practicing homosexual with a husband. The activist mother writes this: "In Texas, providers are halting gender-affirming care, mutilation of children. This is not freedom. If you haven't realized the crisis this country is in when it comes to transgender youth and their families, wake up. Stop suggesting there are both sides to any of these issues. And when people around you say it, stop them. Families and kids' lives are on the line." And then this activist mother, whose son thinks he's a girl, she says this: "Rebecca," that's a boy, "Rebecca is terrified of having to live life as someone she is not. With hormone treatments, she is a girl feeling on top of the world, knowing her body won't betray her, and she's one step closer to the woman she will grow to be. Get this. I'm extra thankful and proud to say that the insurance covering this procedure for my transgender daughter is provided by my husband through his employer, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America." Next item. The ELCA Lutheran Church now has 7 practicing homosexual bishops, and 1 gay ELCA bishop is flying from Pennsylvania to install another homosexual bishop in Massachusetts, and the bishop said, quote, "This is going to make the ELCA very fabulous." The ELCA, a couple years ago, had the world's first transgender pastor, but they had to step down because of alleged racism. Next item. ELCA Lutheran Gay Pride Worship Service, a rainbow cross, and grace and peace to you from God our parent. All right. Christ Lutheran Church in Blaine, Minnesota, it's a suburb of Minneapolis. On their website, they have a long explanation of their pronoun project. They want to make sure you call people by their preferred pronouns. Each year, Christ Lutheran holds a gay pride worship service. This year's service featured a rainbow cross with different colored ribbons with the names of LGBT individuals. And they had a testimony from a queer woman of the church. The pastor began her sermon not with, "Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father," but she said, "Siblings in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our parent." Now, why siblings instead of brothers and sisters? Brothers and sisters is too binary, and it leaves out all the sexualities of the LGBTQAI+ community. And why God our parent instead of God our Father? Well, we need to move beyond this patriarchal language that Jesus used in the Bible for God. And did Jesus only believe in 2 genders? He did. Matthew chapter 19, quote, Jesus said, "He who made them in the beginning, God, made them male and female, period." Jesus was very binary. All right, so this summer, I was garage sailing up in Blaine, and I'm not too far from this church. I think I have walked in this church for a rummage sale once, but I'm garage sailing, and I walk up to the garage sale. Here's an elderly woman having the garage sale, and she says, "Don't I know you? You look familiar." I said, "Well, I preach on TV." "Oh, yes, Pastor Tom Rock," et cetera, et cetera. "Well, I go to Christ Lutheran Church in Blaine." And I thought, uh-oh. And you know what the elderly woman said? "We love our pastor, Sarah. She teaches us to let go of old ways and embrace the new." And I thought, ay, ay, ay. Isn't it tragic? You've got a Lutheran pastor leading people astray, leading people to abandon Scripture, to embrace new ways. Next item. Queering the pulpit. What should you expect when your bishop is a practicing homosexual in the Lutheran church and he brings in a lesbian to give a seminar? Well, this happened in Pennsylvania, and the new homosexual bishop brings in a married lesbian by the name of Reverend Dr. Karen Wiseman. Wiseman teaches preaching at an ELCA Lutheran seminary, and she's written the book, Queering the Pulpit. Next item, and here's where it gets really sick because they're aiming at the kids. ELCA Lutherans continue to promote transgenderism to teens. A transgender pastor has been elevated to the position of assistant to the bishop in Illinois. This is a woman who presents herself as a man. They brought they in to preach to teenagers last summer at the ELCA. The ELCA had their big teen convention again, and they put on stage a non-binary pastor to speak to the teenagers. Next item. I'm almost done. I know this is awful. Almost done. ELCA Lutheran Synod promotes National Coming Out Day. In the Southeastern Synod, that's like Florida, and I think, or it's Atlanta, the homosexual bishop has decided, the Synod has decided to officially promote National Coming Out Day. Last item. ELCA Lutheran congregation says in their bulletin, come to the gay drag brunch, come to the gay pride parade, and then they have a sticker that they handed out at a gay pride event saying that basically if you don't agree with the LGBT movement, you are an a-hole. I'm editing. This is a church in St. Paul that led the charge to get gay, practicing gay pastors in the ELCA. Years ago, they won. But I used to do battle with their pastor, who's now deceased, at the microphones. He was very liberal. But in the church bulletin, come to the gay pride brunch. And then they handed out stickers saying, again, people who oppose homosexuality are a-holes. That's it. Well, what I said last week, I'm going to say again. What does God think about all this? Again, I'm going to quote Psalm 2. Here we go. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury. There's coming a day called Judgment Day where we will all stand before God. And people that destroy Christ's church, bring in these false teachings, they're in trouble. And like I said last week, Judgment Day is coming early because these denominations, the United Church of Christ, Presbyterian Church USA, United Methodists, ELCA Lutherans, the Episcopal Church, the Disciples of Christ, the Reformed Church in America that have gone this route, they're shrinking and dying. And the churches that are following Scripture in America, those are the churches that are mega churches and are growing. So one last thought. So I had to go to the lab this morning, and a lady I've never met before is drawing my blood. And she said, well, what are you going to do today, sir? And I said, well, I'm a pastor on TV. I'm going to go tape our TV show. Now, she's from Liberia. And she said, well, what are you going to preach on? And I said, well, I'm a Lutheran pastor, and I'm going to preach on false teaching in the church. And she said, what do you mean by that? She comes from Liberia. There are lots of Lutherans in Liberia. And the Lutheran church in Liberia is still good. A lot of African churches will have nothing to do with the kind of stuff I've been mentioning. But I gave her a little tract. I said, go look at our website. And because you know what's happened? Christians from Lutherans from Liberia come to America, come to Minnesota. There's lots of Liberians there. They start going to a Lutheran church because they were Lutherans at home, and they're thinking, what on earth? So there are still a lot of, sadly, the ELCA Lutherans in America, the Lutherans in Europe have gone over the cliff with this stuff. But around the world, there are still a lot of Lutherans that love the Lord, and there are still good Lutheran denominations in the United States, Missouri Synod, Wisconsin Synod, the LCMC, the Association of Free Lutherans. There's still, but beware of these denominations that have gone the way of the world. Amen.
Welcome to the portion of the Pastor's Study, where we ask Pastor Brock questions regarding the Bible. Pastor Brock, our first question from a viewer. Pastor Tom, I enjoy your program, but I wish you wouldn't talk about homosexuality so much.
And my response is, I know, but consider me equal time. Mm-hmm. In the media, in the churches that I just talked about,
all you hear is that gay is good, or abortion is fine, or premarital sex. And when's the last time in your church you've heard those things are a sin? So because our culture and even liberal churches are inundated with the other side, I know I talk about these things a lot, but I feel it's a calling. I think God wants me to talk about these things. Mm-hmm. So just put up with it if you would. People need to know. Yeah.
They do need to know.
Yeah.
Do you ever get hate mail?
On a rare occasion, we get hate mail. Overwhelmingly, I would say 97% of our emails and letters are, thank you, Pastor Brock, for taking a biblical stand. Our pastors never talk about these things. Mm-hmm. So it's, I think God protects me because it's amazing how positive the mail is. Now, one of our volunteers, your cousin, has taken our sermons, and if you go to our website, pastorstudy.org, and you hit the F Facebook button, she has put our sermons into 30-second snippets. I've never been so insulted in my life. We've got a whole new audience, many of whom just insult me like crazy. So in that arena, we're getting insults, mm-hmm. but letters and emails are almost always positive.
They need to hear the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
Do stations ever try to censor you?
Yes. We got kicked off the air in Rochester, Minnesota, because the station didn't like my viewpoint on homosexuality. I've been told that Mayo's Clinic, which is in Rochester, is super liberal. And I don't know if that had anything to do with it or not, but the NBC affiliate kicked us off the air in Rochester. And I want to ask everybody to pray about something. A viewer in Oregon has told us this has happened twice when our show is on the air, and if I mention homosexuality, they cut our program off. And then she said a third time it has happened where they cut our program off. So we're trying to fix that. We're not sure what's going on. Mm-hmm. And then one other big thing to pray about. A station in the Midwest has written and said that I am harsh and unwelcoming. And they've got a couple complaints that I'm... Well, what that means is I'm not jumping on board of the LGBT mm-hmm. movement. I never use inflammatory language. I do maintain what the Bible teaches on those issues, that it's a sin to behave like that. But pray that we don't get kicked off the air in that station as well. So we're starting to get more of this. Mm-hmm. And people have said, Tom, I'm surprised you're still on the air. Well, God is gracious. And you know what happens? If they kick us off the air, this is what happened in Rochester. Mm-hmm. We found two other stations in Rochester to be on. And we think we're reaching more people now than we were before. So Romans 8:28 kicks in, where God causes all things to work together for good to those who love him.
Amen.
There you go.
How can you be so sure your interpretation of the Bible is correct when many Christian scholars disagree with you?
Yeah, this is a man that goes to a liberal Lutheran church, and he's written me a number of times. And my response is, okay, my question is, how has the church for 2,000 years interpreted Scripture? Has the church ever condoned abortion and homosexuality and premarital sex? The answer is no. So I think it's always safe to ask, how has the church for 2,000 years understood the Bible, and go that direction, not the new stuff we're getting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Pastor Brock, you should come home to the Catholic Church, where we truly follow Christ's teaching.
Well, I was baptized Catholic, raised Lutheran, and I don't doubt there are Christians in the Catholic Church, but here's why I can't go Catholic. Purgatory, indulgences, praying to the saints, venerating Mary, wearing scapulars, asking Mary to save us from the fires of purgatory. Mm-hmm. None of that is in the Bible. So I can't go there. And last week, I quoted Pope Francis. Pope Francis twice has said that if atheists do good, they'll go to heaven. That's called salvation by good works. Mm-hmm. And Ephesians 2 says, no, you don't. We're saved by Christ, not by good works. And then recently, Pope Francis said, all religions are paths to reach God. Whether you are Sikh, Hindu, Muslim, they're all different ways to God. Well, my Bible says, John 14:6, Jesus is the only way to heaven. So I can't be a Catholic. There you go.
Okay. What is the history of the Lutheran Church, the Presbyterian Church, and the Methodist Church?
Because I just preached on those three, I made that question up.
Okay.
And real quick, the Lutheran Church. I'm a Lutheran. Martin Luther was a Catholic monk. He's reading the book of Romans. He rediscovers we're saved by grace, not by working your way into heaven by being good. And he didn't want to leave the Catholic Church, but they kicked him out. The ban of the empire was put on Luther. Anybody that found him could kill him, and that's when the Protestant Reformation started. That was about 1517, 1520. After Luther came John Calvin, and that's called the Reformed Movement. That's where the Presbyterians come from later in the 1500s. In the 1700s in England, John Wesley on horseback went all over England preaching the gospel, and that's what started the Methodist Church. But all these denominations believe in the Trinity, and you know, Catholics do believe that Jesus died on the cross for our sins and rose from the dead. I just think it gets lost. The message of grace gets lost in all this other stuff. So there you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does each denomination believe?
Okay, well, let's just stick with Lutherans, Methodists, and Presbyterians. Lutherans believe in what's called the real presence of Christ in Holy Communion, that when you eat the bread and drink the wine, you're getting what's called the very presence, the real presence of Christ. He's really there. Methodists and Presbyterians believe it's only symbolic. Lutherans believe that in baptism, God actually does stuff. He washes you of your sins, gives you the Holy Spirit. For a Methodist and a Presbyterian, it's more just, again, symbolic. Other than that, again, on the big stuff, we're saved by Christ alone, by grace alone, through faith alone, and the Bible alone is our highest authority. Those churches all agree with that. Now, but what's happened is these churches used to be good, but now you won't hear salvation by grace alone because some of them you will, but a lot of them you won't because you don't need to be saved. Everybody goes to heaven, according to liberal. So salvation by grace alone, well, everybody's saved. Or, you know, the Bible alone is our authority. Well, but you know, we have different opinions, all that kind of stuff. In their technical writings, they're still biblical, but a lot of the bishops and pastors don't follow even their own technical writings anymore. There you go.
So sad.
Yeah.
I have been told that God commands us in the Bible.
Oops, Mona.
Oh, we're down.
We're out of time here, but everybody, just thanks for joining our program. Pray for the United Church of Christ, the United Methodist Church, the Presbyterian Church USA, the ELCA Lutheran Church, and if you're part of these bodies, you really got to pray. I know if you've been there 50 years, it's going to be hard, but you got to take your offering dollars to a church that's not going to kill babies or give hormone injections to teenagers. So pray about that. Go to our website, pastorstudy.org. You can see all of our TV shows, and then you can support us if God wills.
Thanks for joining us today on The Pastor Study.
Thank you for watching The Pastor Study. You can watch more of our programs at pastorstudy.org. We are on the air preaching the good news of Jesus Christ because of the generous support of you, our viewers. Would you consider supporting our ministry? You may do so at pastorstudy.org or write The Pastor Study, P.O. Box 41294, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55441. May the blessing of our one triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you now and forever.